B-Pod Studios.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray and Dan Lifschitz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Welcome to 98.5 The Sports Hub. We are the Bankroll Boys. We don't call ourselves that, though.
The station does.
The guy, everyone calls us that, though. Which is fine.
Yeah, I'm
okay with that. I go out and about, and it's like, hey, this is one of the Bankroll Boys. I'm like, hey, what's up, dude? It's like, you know. And then we made T-shirts, and we're still waiting for the station to come up with theirs. I think it's the sizing, Dan, from what I've heard.
I mean, we're a couple of big dudes.
I think so they've gone, they went from X to double X to triple, and then I think they're waiting on the extra sizes. Anyways, we are live today, live. Phone number is 617-779-0985. We are the only show here in New England, or at least in Boston that I know of, Dan, that talks live sports betting in the city. I might be the only place in New England. I don't know anybody else who does.
Don't know.
A lot going on today. I have a nice little setup for us. First and foremost, top 25 college basketball continues today and college basketball in general. We will talk about last week, which was not good for me or you too,
but
really me. We have the locally here, the Bruins and Red Wings today at 12:30 here in the Sports Hub. I know Danza loves to bet on hockey, and I know people have asked us to talk a little more hockey here. We will certainly do so today. Also, XFL, they're back at it. Two games today, two games tomorrow. We'll cap that for you. And the big one. NBA All-Star Weekend is here. And people love to bet on the dunk contest, the three-point contest. And, you know, I know people crap all over it. Like, oh, it's boring. No, nobody like. We still watch. We still watch. So you, if you're going to watch, why don't you place a bet on it?
Speaking of watching, we crushed it last week, last year.
We did, yeah. You had Joe Harris.
We had the three-point contest, the All-Star Game MVP, and you hit the skills competition. We crushed it last week.
And we have picks for today.
Agreed.
On that as well. So stay tuned for that. And then finally, we will preview next weekend's boxing match, Wilder Fury. The line has moved. So we did our podcast this week. For those who, you can listen anywhere, I suggest going to 98.5thesportshub.com, click podcast, and then over under 98.5. But you can find us anywhere, Dan, right? Google, Apple Play, all that stuff.
Spotify, everything. Yep.
So, and you can actually sign up to get alerts when that drops, because sometimes it's Tuesday, sometimes it's Wednesday, sometimes it's Thursday. So just hit an alert and you'll find out when. But we spoke about the fight on our podcast, and the line has moved since then. Not saying we're the line movers or anything like that, but it has moved. So, again, if you want to call in on anything that's out there, a lot is going, I know the Super Bowl's over, but people are still dabbling, and today is a big weekend for that. And I think before we get to the wake-up call, we should start with last weekend. I went 2-9. How's that sound, Tucker?
Not a good weekend.
That's not good, right? So some days I'll go 9.
I've been there, though. So.
Some days I'll go 9-2. You know, and it's like, Joe, you couldn't go 9-10-11-0.
Yeah.
You know?
I haven't seen you guys since the Super Bowl, by the way. Wiped clean.
You did? We did what?
Yeah. Ofer.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I only had
five plays.
I had 30,
didn't hit a single one.
25 prop bets, lost 16 of them, and won $300.
9-16.
Look at you.
Plus money.
And went 3-0 on the Chiefs.
Yeah, it was Niners.
So there you go. But you know what, though? The boat was heavy, right? A lot of people were on the Niners. They're the underdog, and it all went down. Anyways, it was not good last week, Dan. And just to teach people out there, I had Michigan State. And one thing that if you listen to our podcast or you follow us on Twitter, you'll notice that Big Ten home teams this year win at a 75% clip.
Straight up.
Just straight up. So what happened last week? I took the ranked Michigan State going on the road at Michigan. By the way, Michigan's on the list. Add them to the list. No more betting Michigan.
I love Michigan. I'm 4-0 in Michigan.
So you know who's on the list now is Michigan State. And they play again today at home against a ranked team. So just to bring this back up, I took them -1 and then money line. And then I said, you know what? I think they're going to make a comeback. So I took them second half. That's the old triple down. So you know what happens when you lose? You lose three games. Lost that. And then the LSU game last week was one I may not forget. But LSU was up big against Auburn. The total was, I don't know, 160, something like that. It was a clear under. It was going to hit. It all looked perfect, even the second half. I don't know what LSU did, but Auburn tied the game on a last-second shot.
LSU does what they always do.
They tigered. And it went into overtime, and I lost that. So that's five losses just right there. And, like, Arkansas went down. They were a one-point favorite, had a lead in overtime. Hey, in Oregon, I turned it on. I was watching, like, some, like, You, like, that show You on Netflix. I was like, all right, they got this one. They come back, they're down four. I'm like, what the hell is going on here? It's just one of those weekends, Dan.
Yeah, I mean, again, I'll tell you, got to be careful about those short faves on Saturday. Those big-time ranked short faves, that's a thing. It's a thing. Got to be looking out for them.
Now, I don't think today's a great card.
It's not.
And I think there's a lot of value elsewhere around college basketball. But I just wanted to bring up the fact that we discussed it on our podcast. Betting during the week has been more profitable than Saturdays. To give you an example, Joe faded the Big Ten angle again this week. I took Iowa on the road, ranked team, at Indiana, and what happened, Dan?
We were head-to-head on that one. Indiana
won outright.
Yeah.
So if you're listening, Big Ten home teams, they win. They win at over 75% clip, and they cover against the spread at like a 60% clip. So I've been fading that. I don't know if we should anymore. I don't know. When they say the definition of insanity is keep doing something over and over, whatever.
Over and over again, expecting different results.
It's not been a different result.
I know. I'm aware. When you started with the fade, it was Maryland a couple weeks ago, and it worked. It worked. You hit that Maryland. I can't remember who they were playing, like Rutgers or something that. Yeah. You hit that. Since then, it's almost like I haven't seen a Big Ten home team lose at all. So, I mean, yeah, I might be time to fade the fade.
So with that, maybe you can pop me up here. If not, Tucker, you can do it. But let's do the old wake-up call to put a couple of teams on blast today. And you know what, Dan? Why don't we start it off with a team that should be on wake-up call at 6 p.m. today? Maryland goes on the road to Michigan State, who's on the list, right? Oh, no. Michigan State's on the list, and they're playing at home. So, Tucker, ranked team going on the road against, forget about that, it's Michigan State. It's the Big Ten.
Oh, no.
Home team playing the ranked team.
Are you going to fade it again?
No.
Okay.
Michigan State. Maryland is on upset. Wake up call. They're on upset alert.
They're a massive dog, too. It's crazy. Massive dog. Yeah, good. I agree. I agree with Michigan State. I'll give you another one, Joe. Houston travels to SMU today at 6 o'clock. Houston's a small 1.5-point favorite.
Houston destroyed Wichita State last week.
SMU is going to do the destroying this week. SMU is going to upset Houston outright. SMU will win that game.
Wow.
Houston is going to drop to 20-6 overall.
Wake up. The wake-up call. So let's just look at both games real quick. So Maryland and Michigan State. Michigan State's a 7-point favorite against the number 9 team in the country. Like, something doesn't smell right. And I don't want to call it square play alert because we're not there yet. But the number the number 25 team in the country, or an unranked team in Michigan State, is hosting Maryland. That's number 9. And they're 7-point favorites.
I mean, I know you hate Michigan State. I think they're now we're underrating them. And I think Maryland is, again...
Maryland's a good team.
I don't think they're a very good team.
In the country for a reason, don't you think?
Nah, I don't love the rating. I think they're more like 25th in the country. I think they benefited from the Big Ten home team thing a lot. And I think that they might get demolished today.
And what's the line again on the Houston game?
Houston is a 1.5-point favorite over SMU. SMU this year, Joe, 13-1 straight up at home. Houston's still good on the road, 6-3, but 4-5 against the spread. I like SMU's chances to win this game outright. They match up well physically. They're a really good home side. You know, there's not that much, you know, difference between them defensively and offensively. The only thing SMU is not great against is the three-point shot. They're just not great against that. And Houston offensively is eh. So I don't think that's a major concern, to be honest with you.
Can we do one more Big Ten game? So if you ever see us tweet B1G, that's Big Ten. That's their new logo, Tucker, in case you were, you know, wondering back there.
I was wondering. Thank you.
B1G is Big Ten. And the reason why I look at the Big Ten is because last year it was very profitable, Dan. It was very profitable.
You were great with Big Ten last
year. I faded Northwestern so much, and it like was like Scrooge McDuck swimming in his bank. It was literally, just think of that. That's what it was like. Well, here's another one at noon today. Because these noon games, and these are unranked teams, by the way, because I like those games. Ohio State is at home today, Dan, versus Purdue. So are you a Purdue guy today or a Purdue guy today?
I mean, I don't think Purdue is going to win outright, but 5 is a sizable spread for them.
Big Ten home team.
I'd lean Ohio State.
There you go.
Incredibly good.
Are we seeing the trend, people? We need to follow this today. Like, after today, tomorrow, we need to have like a write-up and an analysis to the summary. Is there something to home teams in the Big Ten being profitable, and should we bet it every single time?
And will those Big Ten home teams fade in the tournament?
Ooh,
because
there you go.
I'm telling you right now, I think the Big Ten is in serious trouble come tournament time.
Yeah, who's their star? It's not Maryland.
I mean, if Maryland is the team that represents the Big Ten, I think you're in a lot
good
of trouble.
There's another game today. Penn State has been very good this year.
Yes.
They're at home against Northwestern. I think Northwestern is putrid. They're 1-9 in their last 10 games. I think Penn State should be able to cover that 12.5 today. I'm not giving out it as a pick.
No.
But I see like a,
it feels
80,
like a
65 you win there?
Backdoor. I feel like that's a backdoor for Northwestern.
And what does a backdoor mean, Dan?
Backdoor is when a team is up and covering the spread in the final, you know, minute or two, and the other side, whoever's the losing side, you know, scores a meaningless touchdown, or, you know, it could be meaningful, I guess, but, you know, a meaningful touchdown or point or basket or whatever to cover the spread. So I would not be surprised if you see this like a 16-point game going in late into the second half and Northwestern hits, you know, a 3 and, you know, gets another basket when, you know, Penn State holds up for the shot clock, and all of a sudden, you know, Penn State wins by 10 and all of a sudden Northwestern covers.
Kind of like in a football game when there's a meaningless touchdown at the end.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. Yeah, I think that's the easiest way of putting it.
Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Let's just score this touchdown for nothing. Yep. We got Big L on the line. Wants to talk a little bit of games today in Miami. What's up, Big L?
Hey, what's going on, man? Love what y'all do. Appreciate everything y'all do with the insights. My question is to Dan, since I know he likes small-time teams. These are two teams in the Atlantic 10. St. Joe's against University of Rhode Island. What's your thoughts on it? And thanks.
All right, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, URI, we've talked about them. They're one of the best home teams in the country. 11-1 straight up. Really, really good at home. Not so great against the spread. They actually haven't been a cover machine this year. They were really good against the spread last year, but just 13-11, but 9-1 straight up in their last 10. St. Joe's has gone the complete other way. They're 1-9. In their last 10 and 3-7 against the spread.
Not good on the road.
They're a terrible road team. They're 2-8 and just 3-7 against the spread. Look, to me, this is a URI or nothing play. The spread is big enough at 17.5. I think it opened at 18.5. I think you're going to see, you know, the majority of bettors probably take the 18.5, take that big spread. That's usually what happens. Give me URI in that one. I don't love it, to be honest with you. I don't think, you know, it's definitely not a play for me, but I would lean URI in the big spread, and I would lay it with how good they are at home.
One thing with that game, the total's at 152. because of the big spread, almost 18 points, if you think that that favorite will cover that, do you lean towards the over or the under?
Under. Okay. Usually when the big fave covers, it's an under game. And, you know, when the dog plays it close, it's an over game. You kind of see that in, again, we go back to the Big Ten home teams. Big Ten home teams, you know, at home versus ranked favorites have gone under something like a 62% clip this year. So, I mean, it's just another angle that you can kind of play off that Big Ten home team versus ranked team, you know, on the road.
All right, we got NBA All-Star Weekend coming up. Also, the XFL. We have some thoughts also on NBA win totals. And the Fury-Wilder fight is a week from tonight, I believe. And we will have our thoughts, a little preview on that one as well. The phone number here is 617-779-0985. He's Dan Lifschatz. I'm Joe Mari. We got Tucker Silva helping us out in the back. You're listening to the DraftKings Over Under 985 show.
This is the DraftKings Over Under show on 985, the Sports Hub. It's the show where you never have to hedge your bets.
Get it?
The DraftKings Over Under show on 985, the Sports Hub.
The Over-Under DraftKings show here on 98.5 The Sports Hub. We do a weekly podcast. You want to check that out. We actually did one on Thursday night from home.
That was my fault. You blame me this week for being late.
Well, no, it worked out great for me because I didn't have to come to the station.
Yeah.
Which is phenomenal. Imagine driving to Dorchester at 6 o'clock at night, Tucker.
No, I can't imagine that ever.
It's brutal. It's brutal.
And then I know. And then when we get to the state, and I don't want to complain, then we get here and we have no studio to work out of because, I don't know, there's a Bruins game and a Celtics game. And then, I don't know, the Adam Jones show is on. So it's like, where the hell do we go? You know? So we did it from home this week. So if you don't like our audio,
sorry.
So, did you just drop a sorry?
I dropped a Felger. Sorry.
Oh, Dan. And Tucker, you can play along with this as well.
All right.
It was Valentine's Day yesterday.
I wasn't aware.
Yeah. Well, you know, I wonder.
You're not looking at social media.
Yeah. You know what happened is most guys are waking up being like, "Damn, I paid $110 for flowers today. Like, oh, that damn candy.
They're already dead.
Oh, then like, oh, I got that prefixed menu at that place we went to last night. I just dropped $400. I gotta go make it back today. So, Dan, we give out picks, right? Who you got?
Fair enough. All right, Joe, we'll start with a team that you spoke about earlier, Michigan State. I'm taking Michigan State today as a play, Tucker, a play. Give me Michigan State -6.5 against Maryland. Michigan State is now underrated. Maryland is now overrated. Michigan State, a good home side. Big Ten side in a good spot today. I like Michigan State to not only win that game, I like them to win by 10+. I like them to blow Maryland out. I think we see a good old whooping today on national television, whatever, wherever the game is.
No, it's on national television.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure I was right about that. I think they're going to absolutely destroy them today.
All right, who you got? 617-779-0985. We'll go over the slate of some of the other games happening in just a minute here. And, of course, there's tons of other stuff happening all throughout the sports world as well. Dan, I've been trying to give out, like, a pick today. I've been looking hard. I've been scraping the board on, like, where should we go today for a pick? And I'm still struggling. But let me give you one, if I may.
Of course.
This is a pure fade. Pure fade. It's at 10 o'clock tonight. I'm out on Washington. Last week you gave out Washington.
Yeah, they suck.
I want them out. They're on the list too. So I'm fading Washington, who's 1-9 in their last 10. And I'm taking UCLA at home -3 points today.
I like it. I mean, Washington has been terrible. in the past few games. And listen, I'm not really one for being like, oh, how have they done recently in college basketball? Because I think that any, you know, one injury, one small lineup change can change everything. It's, you know, it's not like the NBA where you're on a streak and you're just rolling, like, or you're on a streak and you're just getting killed. But Washington sucks on the road, and I can't believe I backed them on the road last week.
Well, you don't know what was funny about that, though? It was in-state rivalry. Washington needed that win.
They did. It was a good spot.
I get you. I know why you did it. That's why I tailed you. Anyways, UCLA has won 8 of the past 11 meetings against Washington. In the all-time series, UCLA leads Washington 100-43 overall. That's why I'm taking UCLA. But why is the line only 3?
Yeah, I mean, the line is short. UCLA definitely has had its flops this year. They have not been a consistently strong team, at least in my personal opinion. They have not been. I still think, Joe, it's the right side, regardless. Regardless, I think it's the right side.
Okay, and then we'll go over the scoreboard again. And while we're thinking about this, and this, Tucker, this is what I wanted to bring you in on to think about. You know, yesterday was Valentine's Day. Which teams do you love to bet on? And which teams do you hate to bet on? we'll let you think about that one. And if you want to call in at 617-779.
I know exactly what team I hate to bet on. Or bet against or anything. The game, anywhere that this team is involved.
Because, Dan, we were talking about this. But you know those message candies that are out there, you know?
Dude.
You know the message candies, right?
Yes.
Like, I will never fade you, Tucker. You know?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like
yeah.
That, you know? Fade or follow. Never fade. What's some other ones that we can put on there?
Wrangle.
Wrangle, right? Oh, by the way, was there a wrangle in that Clippers-Celtics game the other night? And Scott Foster. Yes.
Foster absolutely yes. hates Doc Rivers. Yes. You guys know that, right?
Oh, yeah. But do you know what? You know, the thing about that is, Dan, when have you ever heard the term palming in a basketball game? When you played growing up in Wayland, that's the last time you heard the word palming in a basketball game.
Yeah,
down in the hood at Hyde Park, we don't know what palming is. Okay?
That.
They did it 3 times in the game.
Two of them on Tatum in like 2-10 minutes.
Wrangle, wrangle, wrangle. Damn it, Scott Foster.
I don't know. Dude, he killed Lou Williams on that call. The final three and one. Killed him on that.
What do we get for top 25 today?
I mean, we don't have like an elite slate today.
So I got a couple here just off the bat while I have you. And I know some people lined up. But Kansas, right? They're ranked 3 in the country at home versus an Oklahoma team you backed last week.
And they won. Big.
And now they're 11-point dogs at Kansas.
Yeah, I think this is a interesting time to look the other way and back the big road side, or back to being home side. Kansas is a really, really good home side. Historically, always have been.
They've been good since that fight that they had.
Yeah, I mean, really, honestly, outside of the Baylor game.
And Baylor's the number one team in the country, though. You know
what
I mean?
Baylor smacked them in their own backyard.
True, and they were a little light on the bench. I think that's... Yeah. You're right. Okay, I'll give you...
But other than that, Kansas has been really rebounded very well and played extremely well. I would lean Kansas there. I like the spot. And Oklahoma, despite the record, not a great true road team.
All right, let me give you another one. Florida State at home versus Syracuse. Right off the bat, I think Florida State puts up a ton of points where Syracuse doesn't. Plus, they're going on the road, and they've struggled in the ACC. But I think about a Syracuse-Duke line that happened just a couple of weeks ago. Syracuse at home getting 9 points. This team's now going on the road with Florida State 9.5 points. I just look at it here as Florida State wins this game. I don't really see a threat from Syracuse here. I lean the over, 147 just off the bat. You think Florida State can win this game by 10 at home against the Syracuse team?
They're undefeated at home this year. They've been just as dominant of a home side as you can find in all of college basketball. You know, they haven't been elite covering these big spreads this year, even at home. But I don't know, man. I do kind of like them today over Cuse. I do. I think the 10-point, I think that's about right. You know. Home fave, much more talented ACC team going off against Cuse. to me, that's the right
Florida
side.
State almost put up 100 points last week.
Yeah, they're really good.
The thing with Florida State is, if you ever watch them, they roll 9 deep. Like, they have 9 guys that can put up double figures.
The problem with Florida State is when they play a strong defensive side and they get any score, and they can't score for
they go droughts.
3-4 minutes, they're going to lose that game. They have to score to win. The best game of the game of the day, Joe, by far, though, Florida State, Kansas, whatever, Baylor, West Virginia. West Virginia on the road at Baylor. Baylor, a 5.5-point favorite. What do you think about this one, Joe? I mean, Baylor has been fantastic, and West Virginia's lost the last chip, including getting smacked by Oklahoma last Saturday, is the game we're talking about. And then they lost at home versus Kansas in the game they were dominating. They were up by 15 at one point in that game and ended up getting losing by 9 or so.
I've already faded Baylor. I can't do it again, I don't feel like. But West Virginia, 3-6 on the road this year. And I believe they are 3-6 against the spread on the road this year. So I just think Baylor at home, man, it's hard to fade that. But the 5.5 points, that's what it really comes down to here. I think Baylor wins the game, but I think it's a 6-7-point game.
I think the spread's going to be dead on. I think you're going to see it within – I think you'll see between 5 and 8 points.
So, by the way, Baylor swept this series last season, and they've won the last 3 meetings. And the Bears are 4-3 versus West Virginia when they're both a ranked team.
Yeah, I mean, I expect Baylor to win the game. As you kind of said, West Virginia 3-5 on the road and against the spread straight up. Baylor, again, perfect at home this year. One of the best home sides in the country, kind of like Florida State. Not as good against the spread, but Baylor should ultimately win this game. I think West Virginia away from Morgantown is overrated.
All right, let's talk to Mike, who's in Brooklyn. What's up, Mike?
Hello. Good morning, fellas.
Morning, bud. What's up, Mike? Today?
All right, I got an over-under action. I know you guys don't get too many of those out, but I got Delaware, William & Mary, over 144.
Whoa. Wait a second. Delaware and William & Mary. What time is that game?
I think it's at 4:00. I'm walking my dog on my phone here.
Oh, it's all good. Hey, listen, I'm glad that you're walking the dog and listening to the show. That's impressive to me. So who do you have a thought on that game?
Well, Delaware is running 75% over in all the games, and on the road, they're 7-3 as an over team as well.
Look at that!
I'm going with all the trends.
There you go. And did you have another game as well?
Yeah, no, just that.
All right, hey man, call in every week. We love these kind of trends. What do you think about that one, Dan?
So Delaware 18-6-1 to the over. William & Mary though, a pretty decent underside, 10-16 to the over. So whatever, kind of in between. 144 is kind of low to me in this game. I mean, if you want to ride the trend, I get playing the over. I just the total
Saturday,
the low total scares me a little.
Saturday afternoon game.
Yeah, it scares me a little bit. These teams should be up and alert.
Delaware, I know. I mean, I haven't really watched Bill and Mary in Delaware a lot this year or anything like that.
I mean, William and Mary has been,
they have been a very good team. Yeah, they have been. At least
both teams have been really good. Maybe lean over. I'm scared Delaware puts up a clunker.
Do you know what I'm going to do? We circle the game.
Yeah.
And we say, later, let's think about that over that the caller mentioned.
Yeah, Delaware scares me. He might put up a clunker. That's the only thing that might scare me today off of them.
Gabe's in West Roxbury. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, guys. Just calling in. Last week, I called in about UFC and the dogs.
Yes.
You know, Joe, your underdog. Where you go tonight is a perfect night to go dogs all the way. And
what do we have tonight? Yeah. It's
not UFC tonight, is it? Yeah, UFC Rio Rancho in New Mexico.
There you go, New Mexico. That's right.
Yeah, fight. Yeah,
it's not that good of a card, but there's a lot of live dogs. I would do your regular unit on every dog and see what happens at the end.
There he is, Gabe calling in. And not to pat ourselves on the back, Dan, but there's a trend. UFC 146, all the dogs hit a plus 625 hit. UFC 147, it went 5-2, but depending on where you got that last fight, it could have went 6-1.
Gotcha.
The dogs have been crushing in the prelims.
Yeah, I worry about the fight nights.
Yeah, there we go.
I worry about the fight nights, man. The cards are totally different.
Yeah,
it's a totally
and it's like
different.
A national TV that's going to go up against the All-Star Weekend.
It's not even on national TV. It's on ESPN Plus.
Oh, you got to pay for it.
Yeah. I don't know, but maybe it's something to look at. As you said, we'll circle it and go back to it. I think that that's like kind of like, we'll see how that does in the fight nights.
One more call. Ben's in Pawtucket. What's up, Ben?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I got a thought on the line for the URI Rams and the St. Joe's game. St. Joe's is at URI.
Yep.
They are 18.5 dogs is the last time I saw them. They're definitely going to cover that. Rudolph came off absolute rubbing at Dayton. I think that maybe shook their confidence a little bit. And a lot of the games at the Ryan Center this season have been close. St. Joe's is the worst team in the Atlantic 10, but I don't see Rhode Island beating them by 7 or 18 points. That's a big number, guys. Thanks.
Oh, he's fading them.
Yeah,
he's in Rhode Island,
We talked about the game earlier, actually, and I got to be honest, I disagree. I like URI to cover the big spread versus St. Joe's today.
I think St. Joe's is bad this year.
Yeah, and to me, here's the other thing. A lot of these teams, and URI lost a game versus, what was it, St. Bonnie's the other day, Dayton's good, though.
They play UMass today.
Right. But they were on the road versus Dayton, and they hung with them for a while in that game. That was not like a blowout game. Dayton pulled away late. I don't think that was like a bone-crushing, you know, game for them. And URI had been an absolute roll. To me, this is a get back on the bowl and kick its ass type game. I think URI rebounds today big time.
All right, NBA All-Star Weekend comes up next, and we'll give you our square play alert coming up after the break. It's over under 985.
This is the DraftKings Over Under Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub. Who you got? These guys have the answer. Joe Murray, Dan Lifschitz. The DraftKings Over Under Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Back here, DraftKings Over Under 98.5 show. Still trying to get that name right.
Yep.
I love the dough. More than you know. People are tweeting it at Joey Murr on Twitter, or at over under 985, I should say. Damn right, Joey Murr, that $400 Valentine's Day dinner last night. Time to get that bankroll back.
Dan, can't be eating into your bankroll, man.
Dan, who you got?
All right, I'll give out another point right now. We're going back to the small ball. We're going back away from the mainstream colleges. We're going back to the small, crappy schools that everyone likes to talk about. I am taking Elon.
E-L-O-N. Elon.
-1 at home versus Drexel.
Whoa. Is Bruiser Flint still at Drexel? I don't know. Remember him?
Yes, I do. He was
former UMass guy.
Yes, sir. Drexel has been one of the best home teams in the country
and one of the worst road teams in the country.
4 o'clock.
Okay, all right.
4 o'clock. Drexel 1-10 on the road this year.
Ooh.
Straight up. And yet I've been a very respectable home side. Not only that, they just don't cover on the road either. 3-7-1. Elon, an okay 7-8 home. Good against the spread, 6-5-1. They're not an elite team in the Colonial, but they're better. Their spot is really good today.
You ready for this one?
I love everything about this game.
I have two trends for you that favor you.
Okay.
The home team is 4-1 against the spread in the last 5 meetings.
All right.
The favorite is 7-0 against the spread in the last 7 games.
There we go.
Elon, lock it up.
Elon, I'm in. Yeah, so that's one. And I have another one, but I'll save it for a little bit.
All right, save it. I got one for you. 3-point shooting competition tonight, which we're going to get into in a minute here. But get the bell ready. Devin Booker +600. +600! The guy got snubbed from the All-Star game. He's subbing in for Damian Lillard. He's going to play in the game. He's going to go off, and he's going to win the damn 3-point contest. There you go.
Interesting.
All right, quickly. We teased the Valentine's Day thing. Dan, which teams do you love to bet, and which teams do you hate to bet?
This year, my team that I have loved to bet is a team that you hate to bet, and that team is Michigan. I love to bet Michigan. We have been very profitable with Michigan this year in college football by fading them, and in college basketball by betting on them and fading them at certain points this year. We have been extremely profitable with them, just fading and following them. I love betting on Michigan, and you all know who I absolutely hate to bet on. Absolutely hate. Can't stand them. Want them out of all college sports. I hate you, Illinois. I hate you. Get out. Hate you.
Illinois football this year.
I hate them.
They made a bowl game, and they beat Michigan? Who'd they beat?
I can't remember who they beat.
Remember they won on Wisconsin. They won. No, they knocked off Wisconsin on their winning season.
Bro, yeah. They
undefeated knocked, season.
Exactly. Right before the Ohio State game. The look ahead. The true look ahead spot. Then, I hate you, Illinois.
Damn it. Who did they beat? As a dog on national television, and they beat me. I don't know. Out on Illinois. My two teams, I love betting on Hawaii because it's the degenerate special. I hate betting anything to do with Boston College. Ugh. Anything. And Dan, Texas football.
I will say I saved you from a Texas football crushing this week.
I can't this year, get man. On the right side of Texas football. Tucker, do you have any teams that you like to that you love or hate?
Not off the top of my head. Okay, sorry, can't bring anything right now.
Eric is on Boston. What's up, Eric? You're on the Sports Hub.
First of all, absolutely, that Valentine's dinner was 400 plus bucks last night. But but anyways, based off of the podcast yesterday, would you recommend just playing the over in all four XFL games?
Ooh, the Vangle. You know why we call it the Vangle? The Vince McMahon angle.
We haven't really gotten to the XFL at all today.
We haven't. And here's the deal. Last week, I just went by coaches and quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So I got a couple of things I wrote down on this piece of paper. The betting handle has been very good in Vegas. They're getting a lot, and that's who they're trying to target,
Dan. Much stronger than the AAF.
And I know we have to go to break quickly, but I just want to give this out. Last week, 2-2 were the against the spread. 3 out of 4 went under the total. So I'm going to give you one today. I think Matt McGloin in New York, a live underdog. And you know what, Tucker? Ring that bell, kid. I'm betting on Matt McGloin in the XFL today at +7.
Are we taking them outright, or are we just
no? Because DC has Cardale Jones.
I am a DC defender.
They scored on a pick six, and like they weren't great on offense.
They dominated that game.
They weren't great on offense.
Nah, I disagree.
Matt McGloin.
Yeah,
remember him? Where'd he play? Raiders.
Penn State.
Raiders.
Oh, yeah, Raiders.
There you go.
Penn State Raiders.
Aaron Murray out today.
Georgia.
And I hate Mark Trestman, so I'm fading them. And Landry Jones is back for Dallas, so that's all I get for the XFL. Anything else for you?
No, I mean, I know very little. I just know that if you're betting on Mark Trestman today with the Vipers, it feels like an L. Feels like a square L. Mark Trestman sucks.
All right, we have to take a break because I'm late all the time. But we're going to give our picks for the slam dunk skills and three-point competition, and we have a square play of the day.
Yes.
We'll come up back with that here on 98.5 The Sports Zone.
The DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys. 98.5 The Sports Hub. If it's the biggest games in sports, you bet they're talking about it. This is the DraftKings Over Under Show with the Bankroll Boys on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, back here over under 985. Blowing money fast, Dan.
That's what everyone did last night.
That's right. Let's get the square play alert out of the way today because I think there's a couple of them. Maybe. Square play alert! I'm going to give one right off the bat. I think the Red Sox win total at 85.5. is a square play for the under. I think people look at their pitching staff and just say, nope, they're not going to be good this year. I still think they're going to be a competitive team. I think the 85.5 under is super square. And I think the Red Sox will be competitive this year.
I am a super square because I like the Red Sox under 85.5. Joe, my square play alert. Auburn -5 on the road at Missouri. Missouri, one of the best home teams in the country. Auburn, not a great true road team. 22-2, though. They're really good. But so they cover by 5 on the road against a very good home Missouri Tigers team. I think not. Everyone's going to be on Auburn. That is my square play alert.
All right, the All-Star Game Sunday night in Chicago. The total is 300.5. Every quarter is a mini game for charity before an untimed final quarter. Scores reset to 0-0 at the start of the second and third quarters, then restored in the fourth quarter. The winner is determined by a target score. Total points the team in the lead scored in the first three quarters, plus 24 points.
For Kobe.
I don't understand this damn thing at all.
Wild.
But what I do understand is we can bet on the slam dunk contest, and who do we got?
We talked about this on the podcast. I personally, I like Pat Connaughton, and I like Derek Jones Jr. Those are my two guys. I know usually you really got to pick one in these things, so I would probably roll.
Bring that bell.
I'd probably roll with Derek Jones.
I'll give you one. I'm going to pick Dwight Howard because he sucks and nobody likes him, and maybe they'll feel bad for him. But my real pick is Aaron Gordon. This is the third time he's doing it. It's plus 140. He got robbed by Zach LaVine in, 2016? So he also said it's the last time he'll do it. I think he wins, and it's super, super chalky.
Yes, it is.
The three-point contest. Who do you got?
Yeah, we talked about this as well. I'm going Buddy Hield. I'm going Buddy Hield as my three-point contest guy, plus 500. Hield, to me, just a sharpshooter. I've loved the kid ever since out of Oklahoma.
He did it last year, I think, too.
He was real good last year, and he competed with Joe Harris. He's not going to win again. Give me Buddy Hield, plus 500.
Okay, my pick was Devin Booker, which I already gave out. But sleeper, Duncan Robinson. From the Miami Heat, he's plus 500. Kid can shoot. Liked him at Michigan State. I think he could be your sleeper in the three-point contest. And what do we have for the skills competition?
I'm going back to old reliable. I am going back to Jason Tatum, plus 520.
Back to back.
As the skills champion. He fits exactly what you want as a player to win the skills competition. He fits the mold of the type of player. Good at everything, not super elite at anything specific. I think Tatum is a perfect fit.
Over under for the All-Star game is 300.5. Why do I feel an under here?
I do too, and especially with that fourth quarter thing, like they're only playing, it's just 24 points. So just think about that. The fourth quarter is going to be like a 45-point quarter.
Yeah.
Like you're automatically getting like a 45-point quarter.
I wonder if this is square.
I don't know.
I mean, just something ain't right. I don't know if I want to bet this one.
Everyone bets the over in these games anyways. I think the under probably is not as square as you think.
Two things to go here. Fury Wilder is next week. The line has moved. Fury's now getting plus money. I, as of right now, like the over 10 rounds, but I want to see where this thing finishes or where it closes. I think Wilder should be the favorite. To me, I like Fury in the fight, but we got another week to go on that one. Any more picks for you today, Dan? You wanted to give
out? Final pick I'm going to give out today. Rice minus 1 at home versus Charlotte. Give me Rice and lock that up, Tucker. I like Rice as a small 1-point favorite versus Charlotte. That's it for me.
Elon, Rice, somebody called about William and Mary earlier today. Everyone loves Rhode Island. There's some small schools happening. We are going to bring in Ryan Johnston, who's about to take over here, and we'll ask him about this pick today.
Before you get to that, I just love that every one of Lifshatz's picks is like, I don't know even where that school is.
The thing is it's profitable.
Dan
says it. Let's do it. That's good. I had Bryant the other day in the under. It hit. But who the hell would pick that team?
Who the hell takes action on Bryant?
All the bookies.
It's true. They now know that we have an inside source over there. And the Bryant basketball team, big fans of the over-under 985 podcast.
Except when you fade them, John.
That's right. So today, the Bruins are at home in a matinee against Detroit. We know that Detroit snapped their winning streak last week here. Ryan, any insight on today's game?
I was actually looking at this. When I got up this morning, I went to my DraftKings app, check the money or the puck line on this game. The Bruins are like massive favorites in this game, which they should be because Detroit's terrible. But Detroit's 2-0 against Boston this year, and they've won like six out of the last seven against the Bruins.
It's the largest Boston has been, the largest favorite Boston has been in three seasons.
And Detroit's like a plus 300 on the money line in that game. Like that's might be worth a few shekels.
Maybe even the one and a half, even the plus 1.5 maybe for Detroit. One thing I will say though, Tuukka Rask, 13-0-6 at home this year.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, the Bruins should win this game handily, but given the history, Detroit gives them problems for some reason.
What's the over-under on that one?
5.5 right now.
4-1 Bruins win.
Yeah, I think this is an under.
Let's go under. Let's ring the bell.
I think that's an under today.
All right, that's it for today. Next week, Wilder Fury. We're going to do a ton on that.
Yep.
And, of course, listen to the Over Under 985 podcast. We got a bunch of picks there that we didn't give out today here on the show. Our thanks to Tucker Silva. Dan Lifshatz is here. I'm Joe Murray as well. You can listen to everything on Google and over at 985 The Sports. Stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.